Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Godzilla from 1954, starring Takashi Shimura and directed by Ishiro Honda. Alright, some behind-the-scenes details about Godzilla from 1954. An often repeated myth is that the productions of both this film and Seven Samurai from 1954 also nearly drove Toho into bankruptcy. This neglects to mention a third Toho film made that year, Samurai 1 Musashi Miyamoto from 1954. All three of them were the most expensive Japanese films made up to that point and were big financial risks for Toho. Alright, so those are some behind-the-scenes details about Godzilla from 1954. Now I'll give you my thoughts on the plot of the film. So I gave that a 3.5 out of 5. I thought it was a little wacky, a little strange to me. I like the moments of the humans being terrified of Godzilla and kind of the reactions there and whatnot and the mayhem he causes. But to me, the romance in this film, which is kind of, you know, the big center of it, right? The heart of the film, if you will, is a little odd to me. And I wasn't a huge fan of it. I didn't think the acting of those people were super good either. And I'll get into that later. But I wasn't a fan of that. And I thought the device for killing Godzilla was a little strange. Where it like burns the molecules in the water and whatnot. I thought that was a little strange to me. But it is what it is, right? So I thought the plot was just okay. It wasn't terrible. You know, I've certainly seen a lot worse. And like I said, I think the best scenes in the film are the ones with Godzilla in it. I think the human element is a little hokey, a little meh. And that's kind of the case in a lot of these movies. But if you've ever seen Godzilla Minus One, that is not the case. I thought the human moments were great. They really set up the romance as well and the connections there I really loved in that movie. So coming into this one, it's like, it's not as good as that one. All right, so now talking about the acting, I gave that a 4.5 out of 5. So I thought Takashi Shimura was great. He's Dr. Yamane. He brings an interesting perspective because his character wants to save Godzilla kind of for scientific study and research, but everyone else is kind of against it because, you know, Godzilla's killing people. He's destroyed a lot of the city and caused a lot of mayhem. And so it's kind of an interesting, you know, friction there between him and some of the other characters. And I love that. I thought that was really good until he finally just accepts, no, we need to destroy this creature. It's, you know, studying him at the cost of too much human lives is just not worth it. So I love that aspect. The other actors are okay. Like I was mentioning, I didn't like the romance as much. So the characters in that, Sarizawa, he's the guy with the eye patch. He was okay. I liked him. But again, really, really over the top, very hammy. He reminded me a little bit of Dr. Pretorius in Bride of Frankenstein. And I like that actor in that movie. This one, he's okay. I thought he was fine. He kind of fit that character role a little bit. The kind of the mad scientist, if you will. Like I was saying, I didn't like his device as much. I thought it was a little far-fetched for me in a movie with a giant dinosaur, right? I do like, though, the scene where we kind of feel a little bit of human connection and whatnot, where he's like, no, I can never reveal the secret of how my machine works, because once I do that, you know, the world will try to take it over and try to use it for evil. But then he turns on the news and he sees, you know, the total mayhem and chaos that Godzilla's causing, and that changes his mind and he decides to use it for one purpose only, to kill Godzilla. So I like that a lot. I like that character arc and change in him. And yeah, that's pretty much it. The acting for everybody else was okay. The daughter of Dr. Yamane, she's fine. There's another character who's the main love interest for the daughter of Dr. Yamane. He's fine too. I thought the best acting was Takashi Shimura. He is a really good actor in these movies and really good character in this one. So I really liked him. All right, in regards to directing, I gave that a 5 out of 5. You know, I thought Ishiro Honda, I thought he did a great job here. I really, really liked a lot of it, even if I didn't like the romance. I thought the mayhem and destruction that he was showing with Godzilla, I loved the camera angles he set up, the different montages. It's a little bit more cinematography, but I love those choices he made with that. And I love how this film was made because it's kind of a showing the world, you know, this is what Japan experienced after the bombings in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So that's the premise of this movie. That's why it was made, right? Was as a response to that. So I thought that was really cool. And yeah, I just love the destruction and military scenes and the classic stuff you will see in like a horror movie from this era and even earlier. I really liked that. So yeah, 5 out of 5. All right, in regards to cinematography and special effects, I gave that a 5 out of 5 as well. I loved it. You know, I thought Godzilla himself was fantastic. I love the decision they made of having it be a guy in a costume because it looks a lot more realistic than stop motion. As much as I love stop motion, it is pretty limited. You could really tell it's fake. But I thought they really seamlessly blended, you know, Godzilla breaking stuff and blowing it up with people running away and screaming. I thought it looked really, really good. They did a great job there. And it really benefits that a lot of the attacks are at nighttime as well. So the lighting and all that, you can match up pretty well. And I thought they did a great job with it. I also love, like, the doctor's laboratory. I thought that was pretty cool. And it reminded me a lot of the original Frankenstein this movie did. You know, with the people who are kind of banding together to fight him. And then also, like, the mad scientist and all that. It really did remind me a lot of those movies. Like Frankenstein and Dracula, you know, all those movies in that era. So I really liked that. And yeah, it was just beautiful cinematography, really interesting camera angles and montages and all of that that were really, really excellent in my opinion. All right, so talking about the music, I gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was excellent. It's very memorable, and once you hear it, you know it's Godzilla's music, and I really, really liked it. And I haven't watched too many of these films. In fact, I believe Godzilla Minus One was the very first one I'd ever seen. So now I'm hooked. I'm trying to watch more of these movies. I want to get to know them a lot more. And I love that Godzilla Minus One paid homage by using the music from this film. I loved it. It was really, really excellent. You know, when you hear it, you think of Godzilla. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like the Jaws theme where when you hear the music, you know, oh, Godzilla's coming. He's gonna come get us, right? So I like that a lot. It was very effective, and I wouldn't call it scary per se, but I thought it really did set the tone and really did let the audience know, oh, here he is, you know, he's gonna cause all this destruction. So I really, really liked him. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.6 out of 5. So I'll be rounding that to a 5 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Absolutely, I would. If you like Universal Monster movies, if you just like kaiju film in general, I'm not too familiar with it, but if you like those kind of movies, you will definitely like this one. Now, a couple years ago, I tried watching what I thought was this film, but it was actually the 1956 Americanized version of this movie, starring Raymond Burr, which is cool. I like that they did something like that, because when they Americanized it and brought it, that's what brought people's attention to Godzilla, and that's what sparked all this interest in the character. So it's very important. So at some point, I want to review it and kind of compare it to this one. So make sure to not pick the one that says Godzilla, King of the Monsters from 1956. That is the American version. You want to pick the 1954, the original film. I think it just says Godzilla on HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I love this movie. I highly recommend it, and I'm definitely going to check out more of these Godzilla films. A goal of mine, and on Letterboxd I have a list kind of tracking all of this, I want to watch every single Godzilla film. So all the sequels, all of the remakes, all of that. I want to watch every single one of them. Probably not the TV shows. I don't know if there have been too many, but I know there's a recent one. I'm not going to get into those. But every theatrical film of Godzilla, I plan on watching. So I loved it. I love these movies, and I'm excited to keep watching more. All right, well, those are my thoughts on Godzilla from 1954. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and YouTube on Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.